Azrael said, "When did I look on him angrily? I saw him as I passed by in astonishment, for God had commanded me, saying, 'Hark, today do thou take his spirit in India.' From wonder I said, 'If he has 100 wings, 'tis a far journey for him to be in India.' In like manner, judge of all the affairs of this world, and open your eye and see. From whom shall we flee? From ourselves? O absurdity! From whom shall we take ourselves away? From God? O crime!"
Okay. Two little corrections here. The last one is as a kibbirbaim, as haba eivabal. Here is a stealing. He says we cannot run away from ourselves and we cannot steal something from God. Two different things. First of all, we cannot run away from ourselves. What does that mean? That you cannot run from yourself. This is impossible to run away from yourself. Is it? Now we say you could run away from self. Because you're not the self. The self is the ego. You're not it. You are the breath. You could escape. Then it's not a stealing from Hap. Borrowing, yes. Using, yes. There is no stealing. But all of this was, again, one side of the argument. They brought the animals, they brought this story to prove that it's useless to try. Let's see the argument of the lion for the last time.
How the lion again declared exertion to be superior to trust in God and expounded the advantages of exertion.
This is the final argument, because after this, they will agree upon one thing. Before the agreement, this is the final argument. Listen to the final argument. Yes.
"Yes," said the lion, "but at the same time, consider the exertions of the prophets and the true believers."
If you're a believer and you bring the religious stuff, you say, okay, look at the prophets. What do? They try to make it to Acapulco. They run around and they try. So you see, even over there you're not looking at it. Even the prophets will do the effort. So how could you get so religious to say, whatever God wants happen, and I have to do nothing? Yep.
"God exalted as he prospered their exertion, and what they suffered of oppression and heat and cold. Their plans were excellent in all circumstances. Everything done by a goodly man is goodly."
This is where you are witnessing some magical stuff. How could Nicholson do better? Really impossible. Here's Rumi plays with words and he will go to a place that no other language will do. First of all, he talks about Hile. Hile here is translated plants, right? Okay, before that, today we had at verse 918, page 77. He talks about the plot of the Pharaoh, which is Hile there. Let's go back right at the beginning of the story. First paragraph, 903 or 4. They made a plot, right? That plot is Hile, yes. But guess what? Hile is the little... Hile is the small version of Hayala. And Hayala, the verb is hal, Hal is moment. Hile is to make a special moment. That's what the plot is, what the trick is. And Rumi is playing with these two to let you understand that this plot and stuff is a part of that hall I am talking about. Remember the hall you have to learn. Here he will say, and hall is something, right? You know what is impossible? Mohal. He said, you want to run from yourself, it's impossible. You want to run away from yourself, it's mohal. Look at the hall of the prophets and their plot, which is Hile. Hile and Hal, because that's heavenly made over there, the moment of the prophets. So there is no way they could do it. Even Rumi could not make it in Persian. He will put some Arabic in the middle of this. He has to, because it's a complicated stuff. He will come back to this. He will give a lot of hints here, because he wants to talk about Hal and Hile plot, and say, how, when I say plot, what do you think? When I say, there is a plot, you put a negative on it, right? What about a tender, beautiful plot? Like everybody is waiting to congratulate someone, to sing happy birthday, they are Hile. This is a plot, right? And it doesn't carry that negative stuff you had on the word. And we say, aha, look at these people. They have some plot, and the plot is very tender. Then he goes to some verse which is out of text in Arabic. كل شيء من زريفون هو زريف. Means whatever comes from the beautiful one is beautiful. Whatever comes from tenderness is tender. Because when he talks about Hile, the other word for that, you remember, was makr. And we said makr is to plot, to trick someone. And the best kind of this is with God, Khayrul Makirin we have. Says that, look at you, whatever word we use here, you use the negativity or positivity. These are just the concepts. So, you cannot talk about the plot as a negative stuff, because there are good plots. So why do you use it like that? Yes.
Their snares caught the heavenly bird. All their deficiencies turn to increment.
When you talk about the brainwash, what is the brainwash? To you. To you is negative, because someone else is doing it to you. What was Jesus doing with that disciple? Wasn't he washing their brain and their soul to clean them up? So everything could be positive, could be negative. Don't fall for that. Because this intelligence is doing this. Whenever your laziness wants to take over, the personal effort doesn't pay back. Nothing is in your hand. And whenever you decide to do something, forget about the faith and everything. You believe in cause and effect. Be logical, be realistic. Both times, you're tricking yourself. Instead of this trickery, listen. There is a way. There is a way to get rid of this lion. And that way is not by being one of these animals. You should become the rabbit, the big ear. Yep.
O Master, exert thyself so long as thou canst in the way of the prophets and saints.
Your exertion is jahad again. Yep.
Endeavor is not a struggle with destiny, because destiny itself has laid this upon us. I am an infidel.